the exit polls show that confectionery tycoon Petro Poroshenko's won with an absolute majority in the Ukrainian presidential election. Three polls have given Poroshenko between 55 and 57% of the vote. That's well ahead of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who appears to be in second place with just over 12%. If these results are confirmed later today, there will be no need for a runoff vote next month. Around 35 million Ukrainians were eligible to vote on Sunday, and 34,000 polling stations were set up across the country, although not in Crimea. Opposition groups in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk also blocked the vote. France's ruling Socialist Party has received a sharp rebuke from voters as the country selects its members for the European Parliament, and it seems that right-wing parties right across Europe are dominating. President François Hollande's party in France has received only 14 or 15% of the vote. That's good for third place among French parties. The far-right national parties top the balloting, taking upwards of 26%. And that's a 20-point increase from that party's last finish at the last round of voting in 2009. The party's known for rhetoric that's hostile to the European Union and for advocating tougher immigration rules. France's conservatives have taken around 20% of the vote, and that's good for second place among French parties.